Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that your sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings just help her stay in your perfect will so she can obey you and bear fruit for your glory. I ask and fight for souls. Really fight for souls victoriously. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly. But once you do, you got to understand you're going to be persecuted. You understand the patterns of persecution, just how persecution works spiritually when you understand Bible prophecy, because the same basic things kind of just play out in your own personal life, okay? Talking about the two witnesses. Okay, so these two witnesses are filled with the Holy Spirit. They are smiting the earth with curses, okay, preparing the world for the coming of Christ, okay, the second coming of Christ, okay, and they are, fire comes out of their mouth, okay. This is a verse, we're in here, this is chapter, Revelation chapter 11. It says, it tells you how the Lord feels about the world upon the return of Christ. So it's really important to know your Bible, sisters, okay? This is completely opposite to the spirit of Antichrist. We're going to go over these scriptures later. He's going to be Mr. Nicey-Nicey. He's going to be Mr. Smooth-Talking, Mr. Flattery, okay? He'll give the most proud person, because we talked about how the Lord doesn't bless the proud. It's not, once you know the Lord and you read your Bible and you're full of the Holy Spirit, you see it just doesn't make sense. He's not going to do that, okay? But the Antichrist will, okay? The spirit of Antichrist. And you've probably already seen it moving, okay? Where it's like, you know, someone can come and they're all proud and got all this stuff going on and they're not showing the Lord any respect. There's no fear of the Lord. And they're getting all these blessings and these miracles and things are really nice. And you could tell that is not, okay, that's not our God, okay? That is something else. It's false, and it's the spirit of Antichrist, okay? He's going to be preparing the whole world like this, okay? Because just to give you an overview, Christ is coming, okay? The wrath of God is coming. These two witnesses are prophesying, preparing the world for that, okay? And the spirit of Antichrist is going, no, 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 you know what I mean? These are the bad guys, okay? I'm the good guy. Look how nice I am, okay? Look at all the nice stuff I can do. And then the whole world's going to love them, okay? So this is, let's see here. This is start at verse 5 of the two witnesses. It says, if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. So, like we talked about, book of Ecclesiastes, okay, a time to heal and a time to kill, okay? The Bible says very clearly, and you gotta get a hold of this, okay? Once again, these are two highly anointed prophets, okay? They are not, I'm not always going to be doing this, okay? But Peter did, okay? Ananias and Sapphira dropped dead right in front of him, okay? But these two prophets are killing people, okay? Let's go over this verse again. It's really important. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. So you're going to see the two witnesses, okay, killing people, and they are of God. Okay? That's a really important biblical fact. These two witnesses are not bad. They're not evil. They're not bad guys. They are the good guys. Okay? And they are killing people. Okay? You need to know that. Not random people. Everything that he does is right. Everything the Holy Spirit does is good and righteous. But you need to start understanding that that's the temperament of the Lord on the return of Christ. It's wrath, okay? Because when you understand these scriptures and you understand the return of Christ and you understand how different things are, okay, when he's revealed, okay, he doesn't change. No, he doesn't, okay? But it's like we talked about, okay? He's being revealed. Okay, the book of Revelation is a revelation of who? Jesus Christ, okay? When you understand that, then times of judgment and the plagues, okay, and you're going to see people dying, okay, you're going to be seeing people that you're praying for possibly brought, okay, to a place of almost dying, okay, that this is the spirit of God. It's not evil, okay? It's why? When you're eternally minded, it makes sense, okay? you're eternally minded, it makes sense. When you know that there's a hell and that God is going to be sending people to hell, it makes sense. Okay? But if you don't believe in hell and you believe that God is just Mr. Nice Guy and everything's always okay with him, then it doesn't make sense. Okay? And that's the spirit of Antichrist. They are not the same. And you need to discern between the two sisters. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she humbles herself and really believes that this place is very deceptive and that she needs to cleave to your Holy Spirit, be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can know the truth and read her KJV Bible from cover to cover, and she's done, reads it again. I ask all these praise, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.